Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, chicken wraps, and over 40 delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with the general manager from South Boston Speedway, Brandon Brown. Then we'll find out about the upcoming auto fair with Ed Fossell, and we'll have a conversation with a racer that won a championship in Virginia and a race in North Carolina, both on the same day last weekend, Dwayne Holder. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Georgia at Livonia. Devin Morgan, David McCoy, winners there. Ricky Weiss and Booger Brooks, the same at I-75 in Tennessee. Auburndale in Florida, Cameron and Gerald White getting victories. Daniel Alvarez, the winner at Marion County. The Smart Mods were in South Carolina at Anderson, the victory to Luke Baldwin. Kyle Hardy victorious at the Blue Ridge Outlaw late model go at Gastonia, North Carolina. Hickory to Jade Avedisian. Carolina Clash at County Line Raceway. Ben Watkins, the winner there. Brody Schneider with the checkers from Rockfish. Harris Speedway to Taylor Johnson. Bentley Black and Ryan Zima victorious at Caraway. Southern National Motorsports Park, Hunter Brown in victory lane. And in Virginia at Dominion, Keelan Harvick, Nick Morabito, Neil Doolin amongst the winners, crowned Legends Winter Heat champions. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the general manager of one of those historic, awesome grassroots short tracks in America, South Boston Speedway, Brandon Brown. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show. Great to have you on. March 22nd, King of the Modifieds coming to your track. You know, next weekend, are the Baldwins and Jake Crum still going to be mad at each other by then? I can't believe they won't be.
Man, you need to just take over as a promoter. I don't need to do anything. You got it covered right here. But it's great to be here and great to talk to you.
Well, I'm excited about Modifieds at your place, South Boston Speedway, anytime. And, of course, the late models. But the Baldwins, Jake Crum, rolling over from the events in South Carolina, ought to be worth the price of a ticket. And, you know, you're just doing, you know, great guns up there, not only with this King of the Modifieds event, which has now become, you know, one of those historic ones that folks want to go out to, but your late models have a unique pay structure and bonus structure going in. What can you tell us about what the hot rods and the late models are going to be earning out there in front of all those South Boston fans?
Oh, man, like where do I start? First, you know, the King of the Modifieds, we had such a great race last year in its inaugural event. And, you know, we had to move it to a Sunday because of that R word, and the place was still splitting at the seams. And the excitement around it is just building and building and building for this year. That's going to be such a great way to kick off of our season in 2025 with the Smart Modified Tour. We're expecting a big car count and, of course, a lot of action, like you just mentioned with Crum and the Baldwins. Some of that might spill over to South Boston, so you're going to want to get here, obviously, to see that in person, because you can agree with me that there's no better way to experience a race than in person. But also with the King of the Modifieds, we're running our first Sentara late model races of the season right along with them. And we're doing twin 50s, and it's going to be the kickoff to our big championship loyalty bonus structure powered by Hitachi Energy and Empower Broadband. You got to sneak that in there, because they were two of our instrumental partners in getting this off the ground. And for people who don't know, we are offering, and I don't want to call it unprecedented because I don't know if it is exactly unprecedented, but it's a huge bonus structure for not only our late model drivers, but our limited sportsmen, Pure Stocks, and Hornets, where at the end of the season, if you run with us for a championship, we are going to reward you with end of season bonuses. Our late model winner or our late model champion is going to get $20,000, second's $15,000, third is $10,000, and anybody who races with us all season long is going to go with go home with a few thousand dollars in bonuses. And that's, you know, huge for us, but also it's going to be all each of our 4 weekly classes too. And we're doing 3,000 for the limited championship, 2 for pure stocks and 1 for Hornets. And I think it's just a great way to incentivize people to run with us, show that we really appreciate our competitors, and put on a great show for the fans who want, you know, a big, robust field of cars.
Absolutely. We're chatting with South Boston Speedway General Manager Brandon Brown on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. Such a beautiful place there. Remind folks where in Virginia you are located at such a picturesque racetrack.
I mean, it is beautiful, and we are right along the Southern Virginia, North Carolina border. We're right in between Clarksville and Danville, about 45 minutes to the east of Danville, and about an hour and a half to the east of Martinsville. Perfect, you know, area, centralized for racing. And, you know, couldn't be prouder to be here and, you know, representing South Boston, because, you know, this place is as historic as it gets.
We're chatting with the GM from South Boston Speedway, Brandon Brown, on the ProFab hotline. So fans making the trip there, what do you got to eat? You know, you folks want to come and have something good to eat there. And I think you've got something real special, don't you?
Oh, of course, we have our world famous bologna burger. You know, obviously, known for the bologna burger. Elliot Sadler is a huge champion of it on his social media, of course, and he has the unofficial record of, I believe, 16 in one sitting. Who knows if that's a wise tale or not, but that's what he says. So I got an education on how to eat one from Elliot himself. If you want, you come do it right. You got to get the peppers. You got to get the onions. He does a double, and it's mustard only. So that's the, you know, obviously we're not going to keep you from eating it your way. But if you want the true authentic bologna burger experience, that's how you do it.
Racing from the King of the Modifieds next weekend, March 22nd, get to South Boston Speedway. Thanks for joining us, Brandon. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh-off-the-grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us next on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Our guy at Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway coming up the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th of April. Ed Fossell. Hey, Ed, welcome back to the show. And I understand from the guys around that the car clubs are going to be massive this time. What kind of stuff have you been doing? It sounds like it's going to be huge.
Lenny, great to be speaking with you again, sir. And yes, Team Auto Fair has been working the phones, working the shows, working overtime. We have got records, buddy, records. 55 car clubs, over 1,130 cars registered for Auto Fair out on the show field.
Man, that is an awesome amount of work. And the cars and these clubs, they really put it to them. Jeep clubs coming. Can you name some other clubs that are, you know, going to bring some of their stuff that we can see?
We've got Jeep clubs. We've got European clubs. We've got Rat Rods. We've got Chryslers, Fords. We've got everything. You want a Ferrari? There's a bunch of Ferraris, man. Come on.
Man, we love all the cars at Auto Fair, Charlotte Motor Speedway. This year, it's the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th of April, and it's going to be huge. Joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Ed Fossell from Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway to chat with us about all the things there. But speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including their new Gasco gaskets at ProFabrication.com. So, Ed, we're kind of children of the 80s and 90s. I found out that the most bodacious automotive awesomeness is coming. You're going to bust out the mixtapes and neon bracelets and acid wash jeans for Radwood by Haggerty. Man, that's going to be some pretty cool stuff. You still got some tapes from the 80s and 90s?
I got tapes from the 80s and Radwood. And what's the... Miami Vice. I mean, yes, 80s and 90s are going to be coming in with Radwood. They are going to be on the infield, hundreds of cars from that era.
And that's going to be something. I could just see our guest, Ed Fossell, of the ProFabrication.com hotline with his Miami Vice look. Oh, that'll be awesome. A car show and a party. That is Radwood, part of Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Radwood by Haggerty. That is one I'm excited to see. Bikes, cars, all the 80s and 90s. Going to be fantastic. That is a must-see. Don't forget about the Heritage Collection. That'll be across the way at the 1010th track. But so much more. And I understand, Ed Fossell, that you've dug up some movie and TV rides that are going to blow us away. What you got?
We've got special TV movie rides. You want a Twister truck, the 1984 Jeep Honcho from the movie Twister. Helen Hunt drove it. Bill Paxton drove it. This is a real deal, screen used, and Dorothy is in the back.
Oh, my. That is awesome. But I understand you got a few more. What else you got?
We've got a tribute Magnum Ferrari. Magnum P.I. Remember Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
We've got one of his tribute Ferraris. We've got a Back to the Future DeLorean. It's going to rock. We've got the piece de resistance, right?
Yeah.
Graceland. Graceland has been so nice. Graceland has agreed to lend us the 1975 Dino Ferrari that Elvis drove.
Oh, wow. Elvis's Ferrari going to be a part of this year's Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Auto Fair. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Ed Fossell. Speaking of Elvis, I understand that Graceland is sanctioning a special Elvis event within Auto Fair. What's that?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, they are, man. This is sanctioned by Graceland all weekend long. We're going to have an Elvis tribute contest, and the winner will be announced Saturday afternoon on stage as we're judging the cars for our best of show.
And that is going to be awesome. An Elvis contest sanctioned by Graceland, a part of this year's Auto Fair, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Now, there's some unveiling to be done as well. One of them, especially one of our friends. What can you tell us about our unveils?
Well, we've got our friend, the show's friend, everybody's friend, and popular toy makers, David Anken, will be unveiling his brand new creation. His brand new ride at Auto Fair, never been seen before. No more details available. You have to come after the show to see it. It's going to be awesome. We have got Kicker Audio out of Oklahoma. Kicker Audio, everybody knows them. They are going to unveil their latest creation, the Wall of Sound. It is being constructed right now, and it will only be available to be seen at Auto Fair. Unveil.
Wow. I bet we'll be trying to slide in our Bon Jovi or Duran Duran stuff from the 80s, all a part of Auto Fair. And those great folks from Kicker Audio bring you their Wall of Sound. Just one of the many rad things that you'll be able to see April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Charlotte Motor Speedway's Auto Fair. Chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline is Ed Fossell. Now, Ed, you got a drag race coming up the end of the month. Heard some celebs might come over and see us.
We've got celebrities from NHRA, and these are Hall of Famers, my friend. Daryl Gwynn, multi-time NHRA race-winning champion. We've got three-time Top Fuel champion Shirley Muldowney coming in to sign autographs both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, that is going to be something. Gwynn, Muldowney, TV cars from Magnum PI, and Elvis, and Elvis contest, and of course, thousands of cars, all a part of the bodacious era automotive awesomeness, the world's largest automotive extravaganza, as we've called it, Auto Fair Charlotte Motor Speedway, plus Radwood by Haggerty right there. You got to come out to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Ed Fossell, thank you for joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, you can go to charlottemotorspeedway.com for all the information about April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Auto Fair, including Radwood by Haggerty and all the things our friend Ed Fossell said, plus much, much more. We'll see you in April at Auto Fair at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Ed, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Are you the next big star ready to rock Music City's NASCAR stage? Nashville Super Speedway is launching a search for one incredible local artist or band to headline the 2025 NASCAR Weekend pre-race concert. The top 10 will face off in a fan vote with a final showdown on Broadway in front of celebrity judges. Join the ranks of Music City's best and submit your performance video at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com by March 6th for your chance to be Nashville's next rising star.
Cookout, char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. You may have heard me say it earlier at the opening of the show. A driver that won a championship this Saturday, or was awarded the championship, and won a race, but both in two different states, Virginia and North Carolina. Dwayne Holder, how is that possible that you were a champion in one place and winning a race in another at the same time?
Well, Lenny, the road course, the weather helped me out with that. We had some cancellations with some races in Virginia. We were able to make all four races in Charlotte, which are really good road course drivers, traveled to Dominion, and they split some wins and split some poles. But with me being consistent at Charlotte, we won all four and won all four of the poles. So, like I said, with a few races being canceled, that left me being the winner. And while they were up there racing in Dominion, Virginia Dominion, and I was down racing in Wake County and got lucky and pulled one off there too.
Wow. Lucky and pulled one off. We'll chat about that in just a moment. Dwayne Holder, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Legends Winter Heat Masters Division champion, and now four times, at least in the last four races, the winner at Wake County Speedway, the tight little bull ring there. Dwayne, you were fast, in the last couple of years, but it really seems like you've solidified your place as one of the elite in the Masters division. What is making you so fast already this year?
Well, you know, each team that I've been with has surely been a stepping stone in getting me here, but I am now with 510 Racing. Also, Jordan Black being the coach, and we have ran 8 races with 510, and we have won all 8 races with 510. And I guess that says it all right there, Lenny.
Well, when you say Jordan Black, a pro champion in the summer shootout, fantastic wheelman, and now coaching drivers like our guest, Dwayne Holder, who is on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of pro fabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the brand new Gasco gaskets at profabrication.com. So Jordan Black is a really neat weapon for the 510 team, the Jersey boys, as I think of them at, with the McCollums, running things up there. But what has Jordan meant to you from a advising standpoint? Is it picking up speed on the straightaways, corners? Is it just how you go between one race and another? Where do you think you've benefited the most from, that calm nature that he always seems to have?
Now, Jordan has helped me a little on the road course. He has not been able to help me on the round track yet. But as far as picking up the speed, just – any of the racers know it's about rolling the center, throttle control, your braking. The same things they told me the first day I started still apply today. And it has taken a long time for me to get all that in sync. And with the new rear disc brakes, that's gave me a little bit of a struggle. But I think at weight, we finally got that one figured out.
Wow, and you need to have brakes figured out on that tight bull ring at Wake County Speedway right there in Raleigh. If you're listening in the Carolinas capital city there, North Carolina's capital city, that is, Wake County, a great place to check out on any given weekend. They're always got something going on at the bull ring. Dwayne Holder, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Legends Winter Heat Masters Division champion. Now, Masters means over 40, but when did you actually get started in racing, and how long you been doing this?
We did not buy our first round track car till I was in my 50s. We did a little drag racing, not much, but the round track car, I rented one from Scott Whitaker to make sure that's what I wanted to do. Bought a car through Kurt Andrews that Keith Newcomer brought out to the old Concord Speedway and had me test and gave me some lessons. And so I purchased my first car through him and Kurt Andrews.
Wow. And did it over 50 years young. And now Dwayne a little bit over the 6 number young and still getting it more than done. The Legends Winter Heat Masters Division champion and multi-time winner now this year at Wake County Speedway. Dwayne Holder, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How will being a champion, be different for you than being a challenger? Have you started to, contemplate the effects, the target on the back of, Dwayne's racing now?
I'm sure I'll be a target for a couple of them. My goal getting into this was just to be competitive, because every day's different for the race cars, because everything changes so much. And running against Brandon Risley at Wake, I knew was going to be hard because he just came off winning Winter Nationals. And we've had some really good races. His car's better in the start. My car's better on the long run. And that's where the four races came in there.
You know, and you mentioned Brandon and you mentioned others throughout this interview, the community of the Masters division. You know, I know that, you know, every now and then there'll be some bumps and bangs and things like that. But our guest, Dwayne Holder, now on top of the heap, at least as far as the winter heat, he is the Masters Division champion. What is it about the camaraderie that makes it fun to go to the racetrack, you know, on any given day?
It gets me away, you know, from, I want to say stressed out. We also get stressed out at the track. But 90% of the guys are really good. We don't want to tear our stuff up, probably more than 90. And we don't want to tear our stuff up. We're there for fun. We're not out trying to make it bigger. And we work hard all week just so we can make it to the track. And we surely don't want to tear our stuff up there.
No, don't tear your stuff up. Follow the ways of Dwayne Holder, and you will find yourself in victory lanes because he has been doing that consistently over the last couple of years, even throughout having a little bit of a health scare last summer. But now we've got him right where we want him, in victory lane, a champion. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dwayne Holder, thank you for taking the time to be with us. Winter heat. Legends Masters Division champion, and keep your eyes on him. Wake County Speedway with the multi-wins he's got there. Raleigh's going to have a double champion coming at them soon. We can keep that streak going. Dwayne, safe travels. Appreciate you being on the show and being on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream, they're going to cry, they're going to whine, oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue, and if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. This weekend, there are races going on from pretty much Pennsylvania down into Florida, and a lot starting to spread out and about from there. Get out, support grassroots racing. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.